joining us on our Let's Talk Ministry. It's been a privilege for Susan and I to be able to be with her mom and dad as they celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary up here in Blue Ridge, Georgia. And so we've enjoyed the opportunity of being able to go outside and not sweat to death with the lower humidity. It's been really hot, but we've enjoyed that and had a great time with Susan's sisters. So as I've been away, I've been looking at James chapter 5, and interesting verses in the beginning of James chapter 5. You have the first six verses, and as you read the beginning of it, my paragraph title has Warning to the Rich. And I've been thinking about these words. It's actually James 5:5. You have lived on the earth in luxury and in self-indulgence. You have fattened your hearts in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered the righteous people. He does not resist you. So as we read James 5, there's a group of individuals that are taking advantage, and they are not paying the wages they are supposed to pay. And so they have kind of been bought into the concept of, you know, more is better. My life needs to be happy. That's the word self-indulgence. It's interesting as you think about, you know, the luxury of self-indulgence and living on earth, and it's all for you, about you. And so, obviously it's been something for me being thinking about, you know, having the privilege to be in Georgia, being away from the office. And so we have just enjoyed that time with family and loved ones, and but also being, you know, very careful and guarding our hearts, saying this is what we deserve or this is what life should be about, and balancing the thought process of just even thinking through more is not better, less is better, less things that we have to take care of that allow us to be more involved in things that are pertaining to the gospel and ministry and to our church family. And so it's been, you know, kind of fun to really to think about that, to try to balance that. How do Susan and I balance not being self-indulgent, not living for the luxuries of this world? Not that saying that, you know, we're going to sell the house and go live in a tent and we're really suffering for Jesus, but really thinking through that as a Christ follower, as Jesus is the king of who we are as individuals. There's a temptation in our heart, especially living in America, that we need more, that bigger is better, that life needs to be comfortable. And as I read and study and listen to the Holy Spirit, look through the truth of the scriptures, I don't want my heart to be comfortable. I don't want to be comfortable in this world. I want to remind myself this is not my home. And so as I have been thinking about James 5 and the individuals that bought into more is better, took advantage of people, knowing that it's going to cost them one day when they stand before the Lord, for me and for you, an opportunity for us just to say, okay, what? We are reminded that we will be held accountable, that we will stand before the Lord. And then asking ourselves, how do we balance in our own hearts and minds that I want to have time for the gospel, I want to have time for my family, I want to be involved in the local church, I want to serve the community, that's what really matters in what we do here and now, reminding us that evangelism and discipleship are the key parts of what He's calling us to be a part of as we live in the United States of America, as you had the opportunity to be away in Blue Ridge, Georgia. That's the main, keeping the main thing the main thing. So, Jesus, thank you for the opportunity for Susan and I to be away with her parents and celebrate their anniversary, be with her sisters and other family members. We've had a great time. We really appreciate that. Now help us to balance the comfort of the world and not buy into the lie of, you know, I really need this to be happy and comfortable. So thank you, Jesus, for this day and the opportunity to serve you and love you. It's your name we pray. Amen. God bless and have a great Friday.